Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not enter into temptation." He withdrew, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He arose from prayer and went back to his disciples. A crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" They took him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. As soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you would not answer me or let me go. Hereafter will the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." They kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. When they came to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on his right and one on his left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." One of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." The other one said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "Verily I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."